Hi, this is a dictation for Cornelius Pope, Cornelius Pope. Date of birth is 12/25/95. Date of service is 6/11/2024. Date of accident 10/3/2022. Mr. Cornelius Pope was involved in an accident with automobile as a front seat passenger in a car when he was hit in the rear-ending accident towards the tail, leading to a fracture of his left femur and pain in the neck and the lower back, and consistent pain in the left hip and left knee due to the placement of intermedullary nail, which has not been removed. It is still present. The healing has happened quite a bit, and there is a 12-inch long scar at the left hip and tiny little scars in the lower back. Oh, I'm sorry, a tiny little scar in the left knee. Currently, the patient is able to walk well. He's recovering well. He's doing physical therapy. He had pain in the lower back to the tune of 6. Pain in the left groin area, left front thigh to the tune of 6. Possibly a radiation from the lumbar spine. Left knee pain and left hip pain is also around 6. And some pain in the neck is undergoing around 5 or 6. Overall, the pain is between 6 and 7, and ADLs are affected 7. The patient reports 60% improvement in his symptoms, and kindly review the records for the ADLs. For the system review, for additional history, substance abuse, as well as the compliance history. The physical examination reveals blood pressure of 117/66, pulse is 62, pulse ox is 98. The rest of the exam remains same from previous visit dated 4/24/2024. Dictation number is 0514-045. Plan. Well, the patient is remarkably improving in his hip and the knee area. The surgery was done at the time of accident. He can walk several blocks. He can sit nicely, sleep well. ADLs are not gravely affected, improving quite a bit. But still, he's not working. He'll be released to a light-duty job at this time. It is found that he may have a left sacroiliitis, which may require one or two injections with steroid to bring further relief. If the patient agrees, he has been informed about it. His MRIs of the past were reviewed and discussed with the patient. The MRI of the brain and the was normal. MRI of the cervical spine showed unconvertible joint hypertrophy, which may be related to automobile accident impact from C3-4, C4-5, C5-6, C6-7 without the involvement of the disc. And if the pains are not recovered, it is possible to provide some injection in these areas. MRI of the thoracic spine did not show any spine problem. And the MRI of the lumbar spine showed a bulging disc, bilateral subarticular disc bulging, L2-3, L3-4, L4-5, L5-S1 with bilateral facet joint and ligamentum flavum hypertrophy, bilateral neuroforaminal narrowing, and the patient is otherwise stable. The MRI of the left knee showed focal areas of the bone marrow edema along the anterior tibial plateau, leading to representing bone contusions. And this was done on 10/25/2022 near the accident time. So I'm sure it has improved. That's what the patient was informed. No treatment is needed, but if the pains continue, some intra-articular injections might bring some relief for him. However, he's going to definitely benefit from 4 to 6 injections of lumbar epidural steroid injections. Other than that, the patient is provided with the medications, which is Mobic 6, 7.5 milligram twice a day for anti-inflammatory effect, Flexeril 10 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation, Ultram 50 milligram Q12 RPRN for pain relief, Elevil 50 milligram at night for GAD disorder, sleep and pain relief. The patient continues physical therapy and is released on a light duty with a 6 hours, 7 days and 10 pound lifting limit. Patient will be seen in 30 days time. Thank you.